here's a story from The World.
Today, Ukraine declared a state of emergency. Military reservists there have been called up for duty as Russian troops enter the eastern part of the country. Russian President Vladimir Putin still says he's open to a diplomatic solution while asserting that Russian interests are non-negotiable. Meantime, the U.S. is moving troops to bolster NATO allies in the Baltic region. James Stavridis joins us to talk about the latest. He's a retired U.S. Navy admiral and former Supreme Allied Commander of NATO. So we've been hearing about various provocations from the Kremlin, but what do you think might push the Ukrainians to actually engage Russia in military combat right now? Would the Russians have to move past the point of contact in the Donbas region in the east of Ukraine?
That's exactly right. As you know, the current area under control by Russia does not include some further portion that the insurgents in Donetsk and Luhansk desire and claim. So conceivably, Putin could say, well, I've declared these two new countries, these new republics as allies of Russia, and we are going to move Russian forces forward to consolidate their territorial claims. I think that's the next flashpoint.
The U.S. and Europe are not keen to be seen as escalating tensions, and analysts have been noting the caution that's been used throughout this whole crisis. What does non-escalating military action look like, though?
I think it looks like what the Biden administration is doing, which is to say moving forces forward within the boundaries of the NATO alliance, but not pushing them into Ukraine. Another way to put that is the Biden team could have decided to send trainers or advisors into Ukraine to help the Ukrainians operate anti-air or anti-armor systems. That would be a serious escalation and also would create the conditions for a great power war.
Yeah, so speaking just from your military perspective, how tricky is it to be in that position where you don't want to create a war, but you also want to push back?
It's extremely difficult. In terms of pushing forces forward, the key is ensuring that your commanders, all the way down to the most junior soldiers, understand the rules of engagement. What I fear most here, Marco, is a miscalculation and then a loss of that control of the vertical ladder of escalation. That's how World War I started. Let's try and avoid that here.
Yeah, you mentioned World War I. Can you help us understand by historic analogy what we're seeing between Ukraine and Russia? I mean, many are drawing connections between this moment and previous U.S. military engagements. The Cold War comes to mind, but also, you know, the fear of decades-long wars in Afghanistan and Iraq. What is the closest historical analogy here?
The closest historical analogy I see is actually the Cuban Missile Crisis. Today, the U.S., NATO, and Russia have forces in close proximity, a dispute over territory, and an argument over the future of Ukraine. I think that is a better analogy, and again, it speaks to the danger of the moment.
So President Biden yesterday ordered troops currently stationed in Europe to move east to Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania. What is the strategic value here? Is it symbolic, or is there a real fear of a spillover of possible fighting into those countries?
I think there are three things at work. Number one, you mentioned it's symbolic. It simply shows that the United States in particular is willing to move its troops close to the danger line. Number two, it provides reassurance to our NATO allies who continue to desire a U.S. physical presence on the front lines in the conflict. And I think number three, there's a practical value here. If this thing goes entirely sideways and there are hundreds of thousands, maybe a million or more refugees flowing out of Ukraine, you have military capability on the borders to help humanitarian operations, to help control that flow.
Is it clear to you how closely aligned NATO allies are right now?
It is clear to me that the allies are quite well aligned. And Exhibit A would be the behavior of Germany 2 days ago in shutting down the progress of opening the Nord Stream 2 pipeline. You're seeing all of the NATO allies placing sanctions on Russia. I know that the administration has worked very closely to create a waterfall, a worksheet, a timeline of all the nations working together to move these sanctions. They're doing it in an escalatory way, But if Vladimir Putin continues to press forward, I think you'll see the alliance press forward not only with sanctions, but also more military activity close to Russia's borders.
So Putin continues to say there's a diplomatic solution here while maintaining Russian interests are non-negotiable. Do you believe he's sincere? And if the U.S. wants to engage diplomatically with Russia at this point, what strategy should it deploy?
I don't see, at least at the moment, a diplomatic solution. I think what we are headed toward is yet another frozen conflict, a term which simply means ground forces in place, disagreement, sanctions operating back and forth. It is the precursor event to a new Cold War between NATO, United States, and Russia. And I think, unfortunately, that's where we're headed.
James Stavridis is a retired four-star Navy admiral. He was Supreme Allied Commander of NATO. Thank you very much for your time.
My pleasure, Marco.
From PRX.